It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot with these markets today?
You know, I would have to go with canola. I mean, canola came on late last week and started to see a little bit of strength. And as we're starting the overnight and this Monday session, we're seeing canola lead the charge again today. Spilling over and helping the soybean complex. But, yeah, I'd have to say some concerns about production and, with demand, I think that's helping the canola market.
Is that following kind of the crude oil market then or not?
You know, I think it's got a little bit to do with the crude oil market. You know, we're starting to see crude recover a little bit. It's trading back up above $70, if that can hold. You know, we are looking at an increase in demand, so I think all of that is somewhat tied. We're also hearing about some, you know, production issues and for 23, some movement of acres that's somewhat supportive towards that canola market.
I was going to say, probably trying to buy a few acres here, too.
I think that's exactly it, especially, you know, in the U.S., that we're looking at maybe flipping over to sunflowers because of better revenue price. And up in Canada, they're about maxed out on their canola acres. It looks like they might be trying to switch back to a little bit of wheat to even out their rotation a little bit. So that, I think, has been somewhat supportive to the canola market.
What's not hot with these markets then?
You know, you'd have to go with the meat sector. You know, we're still a little bit concerned about what's going on with the banking industry and the economy. We're starting to hear of the banks that failed. They're getting new names here this week as they're being bought out and taken over. But I think, you know, the cattle markets especially the lean hogs are struggling. We got a hogs and pigs report coming out on Thursday, but we've got a massive amount of reports coming out this week that certainly is going to help this market set its direction. The planting intentions is going to be the big one. That's going to give us our first look at what we possibly could be looking at for acres for wheat, corn, and soybeans. Right now, soybeans need to buy acres. Wheat needs to hold on to acres, as does corn.
Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.